Hey, McCartney fans, welcome to episode 151 of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. And this is our year-end review. We're going to be just talking about the year that was, 2021. Hard to believe it's already over with. Andy, my friend, my co-host for the last couple years now, it's been really a treat doing this with you and, you know, just talking all things McCartney. So, Andy, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Tom. It's, you know, this episode is dropping on Christmas Day, so
right.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And,
yes.
You know, here we Merry are. Christmas. Yeah, it's crazy to think another year has flown by here. And so happy to be here with you and thankful that you and I are in positions where we can do this and channel our passion for all things Macca and have some fun with it and kind of just keep on rolling on with what we're doing and coming up with topics and shows. And crazy how much time has flown by. I can remember the day that you messaged me and said, would you like to maybe do this with me? And I'm just so blessed to be here. And thank you for reaching out, and I'm happy to roll on.
Absolutely.
Happy to roll on to 2022 and 2022. See what else comes our way in Macca land.
Right, I'm sure it will. I'm sure 2022 will be filled with releases and news and whatnot. But you know, we'll talk about that later. But I see you got the Ram shirt. That's from the PaulMcCartney.com, right?
Yeah. I treated myself to a couple of new tees from Paul's store, and they're always pretty efficient. I had gotten three. This one, Red Horse Speedway, and actually a Pipes a Piece sweatshirt, but that one was canceled. They couldn't fulfill it. I was a little bummed on that one because it was cool. I had like the pipes in the upper.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
You know,
I did see that. Yeah.
You've seen that, right? That's kind of the one I wanted the most. And of course they couldn't fulfill it.
Bummer.
How are you doing, brother?
Not too bad. Just work's been winding down a little bit. So that's nice. So finally get to kind of, you know, chill, take a breather, you know, calm down a little bit, and you know, try to get the you know, the battery charged up again and get ready for next year. You know, we're doing this like you said, this is going to get posted on Christmas Day. We're going to try to go live a couple more times after this leading up to the new year, but this is pretty much it for recorded shows. And yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we'll talk about some highlights later on, but this has been a fun year indeed. Fun year.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. Despite the BS of the world and everything that we're dealing with, McCartney did not disappoint in terms of what was delivered to us this year at all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even though we didn't get an archive release, we still got plenty of stuff.
We got enough.
We got enough, absolutely. Yeah. And we still haven't had enough, but we got enough.
Listen, now is it, you know, how much is enough for us?
Right.
It's never
enough. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to be talking about the year in review here in a second, but yesterday, right? Today's what? What is today? The 19th?
19th.
Yeah, so yesterday was the year anniversary of McCartney 3.
Yep.
Hard to believe a year has gone by already, but that, I mean, that's life. I mean, it goes by quick. But yeah, I mean, you remember the last time you spun McCartney 3?
This morning.
Oh, really? Wow.
This morning. Well, because I saw people posting about it in 1 year anniversary, and our friend Andy Dixon did a video on it. I'm like, well, Let's just give this one a spin again. I actually didn't spin it. I played the cassette because it was easier. I didn't have to get up as much.
Ah, there you go. Very good. Yeah, I mean, the last time I played is when we got the splatter earlier this year.
The Imagine? The three Imagine splatter?
No.
The regular
McCartney
splatter.
Three. Yeah, the 3,333.
So you've taken a little bit of a break from it as well.
A slight break, but I'll be returning to it soon. Absolutely. So,
yeah, the year, you know, the year did get going with a lot of McCartney 3 hangover effect.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, as we start off here in January, I mean, people were still receiving their copies of McCartney 3. into January as it was being released. It was released on December 18th. It got delayed a week. Mm-hmm. And all of those different color vinyls, you know, they were still getting, you know, they were getting delivered, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I think the delay with the vinyl shortage, I think now it's like worse. I don't think it was as bad a year ago when these were coming out. There were delays, like you mentioned, but now it seems like there's much more of a delay on them. But I don't think it was that much of a delay a year ago.
No, but they still took a while. I remember getting a couple after the new year as well. No big deal, but I mean, at least I had one or two to play it, because I know I got the Target Green on day.
But that was the very first one you got, right? It was the Target Green.
Yeah, the Target Green.
The first one actually had was that one.
Right, and then the black was delivered. Standard. From Amazon. Right, was delivered. So at least I had, you know, a copy.
You had a copy, yeah.
And the CD copy, because I did buy a CD that day as well, you know.
I can remember you just you me and David texting the day that came out, all over the place. Like, I'm at Target. It's there. Right. I'm here. Go here. Go there. I mean, I think you actually – did you take off that day?
Yeah, I took off to work that day, yeah.
That was a day and a half. I mean, just running around.
Yeah, it was.
I got it. It's here. It's there. I mean, that was that thread was on fire that day.
It was
– you were cracking me up, you and David.
Yeah, but it was fun though. It was fun, you know, sharing that day with you and you know, Joe Mayo, our friend Joe Mayo, you know, and I were messaging back and forth as well. So it was quite the day, absolutely. But you know, again, the buzz surrounding it, it lasted a little while. It lasted a month or two, you know. So a lot of people were talking about. A lot of people were treating it favorably. You know, it got a lot of high praise from the McCartney from us McCartney fans. So happy with it. I mean, and plus it was only 2 years after the release of Egypt Station. So you know, can't argue with that.
Can't argue with it. I mean, it's, you know, we didn't know it was going to be coming. I mean, you are very well. You know, you've been, you know, very high praise of Egypt Station since even before I was on Two Legs. I knew how much you liked that record. So for you to kind of just switch from Egypt Station, which I know you really, really loved, and I do too, to go right to McCartney 3 and just dive in with it with all these different variations that were out there.
Right.
Totally absorb ourselves in McCartney 3-ness for a while.
Right. Well, that Egypt Station train, you know, it just kept rolling because
that didn't
it got
stop
the
either.
Release.
Right.
No, you got the release, and then you got the New Year's Day with Get Enough, and then you got the Traveler's Edition and
Traveler's
so on.
Edition.
And then you got Get Enough and In a Hurry.
Home Tonight.
And that's
November of 2019. That's
right.
I mean, the Egypt Station train, you know, went rolling for there for a good year and change too.
Sure did. You know, so, and plus those were great songs, you know,
absolutely.
Frank Sinatra's Party, 62nd Street. I mean,
great
know,
songs.
Yeah. Very good songs. You know, so the January, we were still, like you said, we were on that McCartney 3 hangover and it was a great ride. Absolutely. So in April, then we saw the release of
more three
McCartney 3 Imagine, but this was just a digital release,
right?
You know, so I guess the vinyl thing was still
delayed.
Slow. Right. So I mean, nowadays people are waiting 6 months to a year to get their their stuff pressed because vinyl is such in demand right now that
it's crazy. I mean, I think. Yeah, so 3 Imagine drops April 16th, and I think this was the point where I was like, all right, enough. I mean, December, January, February, March, April. I mean, it's just nonstop, and that's where by April, I was like, I'm done. I'm done with McCartney 3. We've absorbed it. It's great. I've changed my viewpoint on Imagine, as we talked about in a previous show, but by this point in the year, I was like, okay, enough of McCartney 3.
Right around that time, then I got the email saying that I was going to get something from Capitol Records from UPS.
I remember this.
Yeah, and I was just like, I mean, I had the smiles, you know, on my face, so you know, knew what it was, but here's the, you know,
oh,
McCartney 3 tin, you know.
Yes.
this was for a McCartney 3 Imagine. You know, obviously everybody wanted the dice from McCartney 3.
Yes. You know,
but you know, just to get something, you know, from that camp, you know, was really cool, you know. So
who emailed you for that, Tom? Was that just that was just who emailed?
It was
you?
UPS okay. Saying that I was going to get something the following day, and they said it was from Capitol Records. So that was just really cool, just to, you know, receive something like that. Mm-hmm. And we still to this day don't really know how they determined who got, you know, one or not. I think we just,
right,
whether or not they picked it from people who ordered from paulmccartney.com. Excuse me. The next month, May, we got a really cool release, and it was the Ram On
50th, yeah, from tribute. Yeah.
50th anniversary tribute to Paul and Linda McCartney's Ram. This was brought to you by Fernando Perdomo and Denny Sywell.
Indeed. Original drummer on the album.
Yes, for Wings.
We had them on to talk about it on a show to promote that release. And what a great job they did on that. Still hasn't gotten a vinyl release yet, though.
No, that's in the works. I did reach out to Fernando about that, and he said it's still planned. So hopefully we will get a vinyl release from them soon on that album. I take it it's probably going to be a double LP since there's 15 tracks on here.
Right. And from an offshoot kind of that interview, we hooked up with Timmy Sean, who was also on that record, and also had him on an episode of Two Legs.
Exactly. So we actually got to talk to three people that worked on this record. So
yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Timmy Sean, who I think is based out of LA, so is Fernando and Denny Sywell as well. So yeah, a great time talking to those three about this release, and they did a phenomenal job. Timmy Sean sings Smile Away and Monkberry Moon Delight.
Tremendous. Yeah. And the fact that the whole album was recorded remotely and then mixed by Fernando is just,
right,
you can't even tell when you listen to it how they laid all those tracks together and just flew everything in that people did remotely to make it work like that. I mean, Denny drumming along on all of it again. It was just incredible. And a great job by Fernando in the production of that record.
Yeah, absolutely. So also on that day, we saw the release of the Ram Half Speed Master. So this was the 50th anniversary of the original release. So there you go. This was the second in the series. The following year, 2020, they did a Half Speed Master of McCartney. So it looks like this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah. And we're very lucky that that's happening, because you know, again, this is Paul's team has like these kind of like levels on how they release these things. And I definitely think that the Half Speed Remasters is kind of like the kind of the low key. We just kind of just do it. They don't really go crazy with the promotion
big
of it,
box.
No, I mean, but it is, you know, you know, they were for sale on paulmccartney.com. Of course, now we have Wildlife, which would have been nice if we got it before the end of the year. But due to the delays, as Tom mentioned, we're just not going to get it. But hey, if that's something they're going to continue throughout the anniversaries of all these albums, then go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Big fan of that. On the Paul McCartney YouTube channel, we got a full restored in HD of the video Three Legs, which was, you know, a cool one. You know, it's pretty much just, you know, Paul and Linda riding horses, you know, throughout the whole show. But, you know, I really enjoy that song. It was great. Good looking video. I mean, you get the video on the Ram box set. It doesn't look anywhere near as good as what they did. The restoration
of it. Of course not. Yeah. And that's the thing with the box set archives is that, you know, because they're limited to DVD, you know, they're going to be compressed. They're going to be compressed a little bit, but now for YouTube, you know, 1080, 4K, they can upscale those things and, you know, deliver them in better quality, but at least we have them, you know, physically too.
Absolutely. So then, as I'm trying to get things looked at here, May was a pretty busy month. We got you didn't partake in this, but we got the Royal Mail.
Yeah,
the Royal Mail offered a bunch of stamps. So I did, you know, I did get quite a few things here. Let's see here. There we go. There's the McCartney
one. 3. And then yeah. it was just all the main albums, right? Or just select ones?
Selected albums. There's Ram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So then I got a booklet here, more in here. So yeah, I did kind of, go overboard like I usually do. But then there was also this album that you could purchase. Not really an album, but it's the gatefold, like an album.
Yeah, which was probably worth it for that alone. Where they could all go in there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You got things like this in there. So all the albums that they selected for the stamps are in here.
Well, where was that available through, Tom?
Just type in the Royal Mail. McCartney stamps, and you should be able to. Fine. I'm sure there's stuff still available to buy.
Yeah, no, I'm not really interested.
Yeah. I mean, I was still getting stuff a couple months after, the stuff was officially for sale. So.
Right.
So there's that. So that was a lot of fun, collecting those. I'll never use any of them.
No.
But it was good. So after that, then the next month in June, obviously June 18th, we know what day that is, and
birthday.
Sir McCartney turned 79 this year, and he was supposed to still be on tour. We know that that folded early in the year, and I think he was supposed to tour the Europe. Earlier this year, that never happened, unfortunately. But then in June, and then a couple days later, we got the music video for Slidin',
yeah,
which was just basically an all
surfing thing.
Yeah, which was a pretty cool video. Next month, this was like the really big thing. Yeah. We went live and we talked about this. This was the premiere of the McCartney 321 show that was on Hulu.
Yeah.
I think
you have Netflix, but it was Hulu.
Yeah, it was Hulu. Yeah, but man, this was a 6-episode arc, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And, all the episodes were right around, I think, the half hour, 40 minutes.
Quick, yeah.
But, it was really interesting. I know Rick Rubin did a really good job, with picking some songs. We got some information that we probably never heard before. We got to see some images that we'd never seen before. So you got to, he mentioned somebody's name and you got to see their face. So you could put the two together, which was really cool.
Hearing the multi-tracks and being mixed.
Isolated stuff.
That was the best part of it. Even some of the Beatles stuff. But of course, the solo stuff that we heard mentioned, of course, like Check My Machine and Waterfalls.
Right.
Hearing those songs referenced, of course, made our day with that. And it was nice. It was quick. Remember, I was on vacation when that came out, and we went live for that.
Right.
But that was again just a lot of stuff that we've heard before. But I thought it was well done for the most part. I can't say that I've gone back and rewatched it. I think after that. Watched it maybe twice, and
right.
I don't think you probably have either, but
watched it twice, and I hope to get to it again. Still no word on a physical release for this. That would be nice because I think I'm sure they left some stuff on the cutting room floor.
Yeah,
and it'd be nice to have a complete version of these interviews, and hopefully that'll happen. A couple days later, and still in July, we got another video premiere. This was for Find My Way. This is for the McCartney 3 Imagine. This was the Beck version of Find My Way.
Oh, yeah. This was that creepy-looking video, man.
Right.
Creepy.
Creepy. Paul does make a small little cameo in the video. And then afterwards, he does take the mask off. And then shows that it's Beck, but yeah, the image of McCartney, it was a little, it took a few minutes to get used to, let's just say.
Yes. Yes, it did. What was that? That was July still?
Yeah, July, okay. Because then the following day we got the, We finally got the physical release.
Physical release of a Three Imagined. Yeah,
Three Imagined, and here's the splatter version of that. This did end up being a double disc, if you will. I think Deep Deep Feeling was it ended up being over 10 minutes on this one. But this did. I mean, you finally kind of accepted this in a way.
I did, but it took a trip. It took a certain trip out to see a certain someone to do that, which is not on your timeline, by the way.
No, no, it isn't. But that was we'll get to it. Because that was a great. That was really great. To have you and Ethan out here and hanging out and just going to record stores and
I think I did buy, I forget, it was the gold.
Yeah, you bought the indie gold.
Right. Now, how many of different variations of Three Imagined on vinyl are there?
I think there was six, not as many as the as the regular McCartney 3.
And how many did you get?
I only got two.
Okay.
Yeah. I only got two.
So that one you just held up was the splatter, right?
The splatter and then the gold.
A splatter, that's what you got. Okay.
Yeah, because the splatter yeah, ended up getting on McCartney.com. Okay, and you knew right that you knew once you get something on McCartney.com, it's going to take a week or so to get. So I went to one of the Zia stores. They had the gold, and I picked it up on day of release, and then with a CD as well.
So. Yeah, and I did finally accept it. Come the summertime, I was able to relax and take a trip out to see Tom, and came back to New Jersey and spun it. And I like it. I've accepted it, and. Right, it's in the collection now.
Right. August 2nd, Billboard announced that McCartney 3 Imagine enters the album charts at number one. So this isn't the Billboard charts. This is just the album charts. Right. But cool to see, another McCartney record going to number one, albeit album charts, but sure. Still. Now, August was also the month you, Ethan, came out.
Yeah.
Right. And hung out. So, what did you think of Arizona?
It was hot. I enjoyed it. I remember walking around thinking, "Where is everybody?" And you're like, "People don't do that here, man. They just go out and they get in their car and they go home, or they go in there, they go inside." But, finally being able to come out there and meet you and just kind of giving me the tour of Phoenix and the surrounding area. For a couple of days I still can't believe it happened, to be honest with you. I remember landing and you picked me up and I'm like, I'm here. And it's like, it was just 4 or 5 days of just going out there and taking the tour and meeting people and stuff like that. And meeting Ethan and in person, it was just incredible. And really it's, it's what it's all about. And hopefully, I can do the same thing here in a few months. If Beetlefest ends up happening and you can come over to Jersey, I don't know. Really,
I know. We were talking about this before we started recording, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can meet up in Jersey for the fest, which is April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Mm-hmm. If things keep spiking, I don't see them doing it, unfortunately, but.
Well, that doesn't mean that you don't have. You can still come if you want.
Would you think? Yeah, absolutely.
It may not be a fest, because... but even if it's not a fest, you should still come.
That's true. That's true. Because I've been out there before for the Mammoth White Album Symposium. Yeah, that was really great. So kind of know what to expect, traffic wise and stuff like that, because it is a busy area,
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Moving on to September 30th to be exact, and then we get this sucker right here. This is the sequel. Hey, Grand Dude, this is part two. This is Grand Dude's Green Submarine, which, Yeah, I don't understand why he's got to do a Green Submarine, you know, but hey, he wrote the song Yellow Submarine, so I guess he can do whatever he wants, you know. But
he certainly can. And, yeah. I mean, we have the right to pass on it, as I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, a lot of stuff came out. Moving to October.
Now we're getting into the big time releases here.
Because we're also including Beatles stuff, because obviously Paul was a Beatle. We got the Get Back book after waiting for a long period of time for this sucker.
Yep.
And this is a great book. If you haven't got it yet, please check it out. A lot of transcripts from the film,
and that's mostly what the book is. But to see all the players mapped out and to have those transcripts officially endorsed by the Beatles in a release book is obviously historically relevant now. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's in there. And I just like how all that, you know, the principal players are all mapped out, and they tell you who they are, even the people who are the roadies, you know,
right?
The Kevin Harrington's and all those people, which is pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Then where are we at here?
More Beatles stuff.
Then the sucker came.
Got
a B-box set. Now, as great as it is to having this, I'll say, because we really didn't talk much about this, this was a little underwhelming. You know, let's see here. Disc 2, the Get Back Apple Sessions, and Disc 3 were really the highlights.
Yeah.
You know, the Glenn Johns mix is okay as well. But, you know, you've got over 100 hours of stuff to choose from. And, you know, it's really underwhelming in a way.
There's so much other stuff, and you're hearing jams and a few other things there on those other discs, on the bonus discs. You know, in my opinion, the Glenn Johns mix is the crown jewel of the set. I thought that was probably the best part of it, but you're right. The remixing job, I didn't notice too much of a difference. Gotta remember here, towards the end, I mean, you look at Abbey Road and Let It Be. That's towards the end there. I mean, even the bonus content on Abbey Road was not off the charts. So. Right. You know, and how much better sounding can those albums be after what they've been done already? You know, I mean, Christ, I mean, I could put on my 1987 EMI CDs and they still sound okay. You know, not to mention the 2009 remasters were brilliant. You know, so you know, how much sonically better can those albums be made than what they originally were over 50 years ago? But of course, we bought them, and again, they're valuable for us for the collector, for the essays, the photographic content.
Right.
And that kind of stuff, you know. But the actual meat and potatoes of the record, to your point, it's a little underwhelming. I will agree.
Mm. Right. So obviously, you know, we talked about that on the other show, Talk More Talk. Had a good time with that. Let's see here. Moving forward, October 22nd saw the release of another McCartney 3. This is
another the gift that keeps on giving, baby.
This was a third man pressing. This was the 3,333 release of this. It's a yellow and black splatter. Looks pretty good. I do like the back cover.
Yes.
This is, you know, yellow like that. Obviously.
Again,
you know,
that should have been the front cover. It should have been the front cover of the album, damn it.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, yes. I do like that. Yeah. I do like that. Any of the back covers, I thought were fine, you know?
Yeah.
But this, we learned out that he was on a horse. For this, you know, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, just another release. For that month, again, October 30th, we talked about this. He performs at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he inducts the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Now, this one was a little sketchy.
Yes, this was a little sketchy because he performed Get Back with the Foo Fighters, and he was on vocals, and it wasn't really that good. At least the first part wasn't good, and he changed the way he sang the verses there after the first verse. So yeah, I mean, you know, he wants to go live. He wants to go out on tour still, you know, and I don't know. I mean, listen, we're gonna pay if he goes out on tour. You know,
he's gonna have to do. Listen, going back to that, remember he did that 2020 performance of Lady Madonna, which was god awful.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't great. If he's gonna tour, He's got to do what Bob Dylan does, and he's got to scale it down and do smaller shows and make them more acoustic and tailored for a man who is 80 years old. You can't be going out there singing Helter Skelter and Get Back every night. You just can't. I think, you know, repurpose himself a little bit and scale it back. Do some acoustic things. Go sell the Beacon Theater out in New York City for 10, 15 nights in a row, shows in a row. Do it. You don't have to be Beatle Paul McCartney and do 50,000 arena shows just because you know, he's going to have to do that because his voice physically, to your point, which you said, he's not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, and you know, maybe he'll surprise us and he'll sound fine. But that maybe. Night, that particular night, it just didn't. Yeah. So. A couple days later, after that, then we got another big behemoth. See, and there you go. You've got the, you know, we got the Paul McCartney, the lyrics.
Best McCartney related release of the year, in my opinion.
This was the release to have. This is 10 pounds worth of, you know, great information. Not all of it is, as we learned, 100% accurate.
No,
but it's a great release nonetheless.
It is as close to an autobiography that we will ever get in Paul's life.
That's right. And you're leaving that copy sealed, right?
I certainly am.
We unboxed it, we gave one away, and you know, we reviewed it. So still, you know, I do want to say thanks to our friend Tom Brennan. He did, because I hadn't read Hope of Deliverance yet, and the segment in there, and then on the second page of that particular song, you see a piece of paper with songs listing for the album Off the Ground.
Yes.
And you see style on there, mm-hmm. and then you see Long Leather Coat on there. So it looks like, you know, he originally, you know, picked those two songs to be on the album,
which wouldn't have made a difference in your case anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have it on our list, but I thought it was worth mentioning because we did cover this, I think, over the summer. The Super Deluxe Edition book, Press to Play at 35.
Ah, yes, good call.
I don't remember exactly. I think this was over the summer, or maybe September when we did this. Super Deluxe Edition.com published a 35th anniversary look at Press to Play. Which we also covered, and they were signed copies. Paul Sinclair, which Tom got a copy signed by Hugh Padgham, which we covered, and really kind of looked at the Press to Play period pretty closely, and lots of great photographs and stuff in here from the time when the album came out.
Right.
Which was, again, unexpected. Didn't think this was going to come out, but we ordered it. And again, maybe a little bit of a future taste of what the archive Press to Play will look like.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for bringing that up. Where are we? The following week on November 18th, the lyrics book is announced the winner of the Barnes & Noble Book of the Year. Congratulations there. November 23rd, McCartney is nominated for 2 Grammys.
Yep.
Best Rock Album for McCartney 3 and Best Rock Song for Find My Way. So again, I mean, the man has been nominated lots of times. I mean, he's been nominated nonstop. I think he's only won 18 Grammys, if I'm 12 or 18, something like that. But still, that's pretty impressive, you know, to win that many.
Grammys is in what, February, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. All right. We'll be on the lookout for that. Yeah, absolutely. Then the big 3-day event where we didn't get much sleep.
No, we're still catching up from the sleep that we missed for this summer.
So November 25th, 26th, and 27th, the Get Back docuseries on Disney Plus. Oh man, I mean, still, you know, on cloud 9 for that release.
Dropping at 3:01 Eastern Standard Time, folks. Yes. Not midnight. So it's like my partner out there on the West Coast got lucky.
Yeah,
cracked me up. We were talking about going live for this for months, and then it finally came out, and we're like,
right,
let's go live when it come out. When does it start? When does it drop? And you know, I'd be done at sleeping, and I'd get my phone call: wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm up.
That's funny. And then to find out that they started dropping a little earlier the next couple of nights.
Yeah,
You know, it was,
before three. It
right.
was like 10-2, whatever. And then
right.
that second one was a whopper. It was like a
Oh.
full length, I mean like a full length movie, and then some.
Yeah,
2.5 hours.
Yes. I
but
mean
it,
that was the
it,
epic.
it needed to be. I mean, could you imagine if they had done, how do you do this justice and do it in a 2.5 hour thing? You
You
can't.
don't, you don't, you don't.
You know, and I know a lot of people were like were really bummed out that it was not going to get a theatrical release in cinemas. But how do if it had gotten released in cinemas, great on the big screen. But then look at what they would have had to cut down for that. I
Right.
mean, I'm still saying they could have done a theatrical release and still dropped that version on Disney Plus. But
Right.
you know,
Yeah.
listen, you, as Beatle people, we can never have enough. And listen, 8 hours was more than enough, and we know there's more coming. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as yeah, speaking of more coming, I mean, we still don't know if they'll, we hope that there's going to be a physical release. I
Oh,
mean,
God, I hope so.
again, it's the Beatles. I mean, they sell, you know, the Beatles, you know, sell. So, you know, they still haven't really talked about if they got a lot of new subscribers or whatever to Disney Plus.
Because of
You know,
that.
how many people bought into, you know, getting the that app, you know, just for the Disney Plus.
I don't know. Let me tell
I
you
mean, the
something. I mean,
Beatles Get Back, I should say.
there, I'm sure there were a lot of people that just bought it to watch it and then dropped it. But I'm sorry, there's so much content on Disney Plus that if you
Oh,
are a fan
we're
of any
loving
kind
it.
of, if you are, and I knew you would, I'm surprised you weren't on it sooner. I mean, I've had Disney Plus for well over a year, probably close to two, and it's ever since it launched. It's a great platform. It's got tons of stuff on there. I mean, and I would think hopefully most people would keep it because it is
Yeah.
really, it's got everything you need.
Yeah, listen, we've been watching the original Muppet Show a lot on there. We watched a couple, you know, Disney movies from years past. You know, the Star Wars stuff. My wife's huge in that National Geographic segment of Disney Plus. So yeah, we're it's a keeper for us for sure. December 6th, the video for Slidin', this time it was featuring EOB Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, his version of sliding from the McCartney 3 Imagine.
Imagine version
Yeah, so
dropping,
this
yeah.
video this video premiered, and again a surfing video, but just different
Oh,
images from the from the McCartney version that dropped earlier this year.
yep.
Very interesting thing, the Edge. From U2, he hasn't he had an auction. A lot of famous guitar players and bassists put up their stuff for auction. And you know, McCartney, you know, put up a bass. This was the Yamaha BB 1200 bass. This is a Wings bass. This is you know, play a bass that he I suppose I guess he played on albums with. Wings albums with, and that went up for auction and it broke the record. It sold for $471,900. You know, breaking the previous record from by Bill Wyman.
Wow.
His yeah,
I
so
wonder which bass that is. I mean, I don't know the model, make a model number up just by looking at it, but it's, you know, it's not, I mean, when you think Wings basses, you think the Rick because that's the one he used a lot, obviously. But I'm sure it's probably, if it's probably maybe one of those early Wings tours, he used that one, you know, the Yamaha. If it's, they're saying it's a Wings bass. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, so that's pretty much the year that was in McCartney. And you know, again, another busy year. I don't expect, or I said I expect next year to be a busy year as well, especially if he's able to get out there and tour. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see if maybe his team was going to come up with a way for him to tour.
Right.
Obviously, given the situation and obviously his age. I mean, he's in great shape, but he probably, you know, a lot of his contemporaries are all touring. I mean, Bob Dylan,
Right.
who I just saw a month ago,
Yep.
is 80 and is touring. So, you know, with guidelines in place and vaccinations and ID cards, I
Yeah.
mean, he maybe is just erring on the side of caution
Right.
to do something like that. But because again, as we just said earlier, his tours are big events. They're not small 3,000, 5,000 event thing. They're thousands of people getting together, and those events just aren't. I mean, they are happening, and football games are happening, events are happening, but
right.
Somebody like McCartney, I guess the machine that is that McCartney and everything that goes into it in terms of the people, and you could speak to this, Tom, because you're in that industry. It probably is just, it's too much. He doesn't want to do it, I guess, just yet.
No, I mean, he wants to play it safe, and that's totally understandable. I mean, look, Ringo's delayed his tour.
Ringo pushed his dates back. Yeah. He's delayed his tour back now twice. So in the lieu of that, and this kind of ties into how we're going to wrap it up, I mean, if he's not going to tour, then he really needs to, his team should really kind of get creative with delivering stuff, more stuff to the fans. If you're not going to tour, maybe give, maybe drop some archival stuff digitally, you know, like so many artists have done, the Who have done that. Other artists have done that, you know, come up with a thing where you, and drop, you know, either a subscription service to get access to some stuff or whatever. If you're not going to tour and you want to try to recoup some funds, I mean, Christ, his entire everything is archived and in a cloud.
Right.
So his whole team has the ability to probably go up and go, okay, Wings live show 1973 in Switzerland. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we're going to drop that on PaulMcCartney.com and you can download it as a download for $10. Who's not going to buy that? Come on.
Hey, listen, Metallica does that and they're very successful, live shows.
Drop live shows. I mean, obviously he's not too keen on releasing, you know, the bootleg stuff but live shows and stuff like that, I mean, you know, people would be, in lieu of touring, if you wanted to recoup some money, man, do that.
Right.
Please.
Right. So speaking of releases, I mean, what would you like to see, you know, released next year?
Well, you know, we want what we all want. We want London Town and Back to the Egg.
That's right.
We have to finish up those 70s years and do it right. And, you know, we've talked about it on a lot of different shows. A lot of viewers and listeners also want those same releases, as we all do. I know in the Talk More Talk community, Kit and everybody, they've all said the same thing, that really needs to be the next two. And outside of those, I mean, watch him drop a Broad Street archive release, though. Watch, he'll just throw it all off. He'll throw the whole thing out of whack. We're expecting him to come back to the egg and say, oh, I'm going to drop an archive edition of Give My Regards to Broad Street and the film.
Which you won't complain about.
Hell no. Me and Ed and I will go have a party and we'll be happier than, we'll be happy as clams when that comes out. Who knows? What about you? What do you want to see?
Well, you know, he seems to be doing these 50th anniversaries. We know about the Wildlife coming next year. I'd like to see a box set. Maybe a Record Store Day release, or just a release in general of the first three Wings singles, because those are going to be celebrating their 50th anniversary next year as well.
All from 72, the first three
all
singles.
All from 72, so. Yeah.
Irish,
Little Lamb, Irish, and High Sea Moon, yeah.
Yeah, like a Record Store Day thing where they put those three singles together and box them up or whatever. Probably the only thing you could do, really, in terms of celebrating a release.
Right, because I mean, it was only those three singles that were released that year in 72. I mean, that would make sense to me to you know, put those three in a box and
that,
release them, whether or not it's Record Store Day or not. Or not, just do it.
But he also spent quite a bit of 72 touring, obviously, with Wings.
Yes.
You know, the university tours and also the first European tours. We're all in 72. So maybe the release of a live show and drops that or something, you know, I mean, who knows, but we'll see. There'll be something in the archives, something to commemorate a 50th anniversary. Remember, it's those singles you're mentioning, but it would be nice to get
those. Yeah. So, you know, the thing is with the archive series, whether or not he does London Town, Back to the Egg, or Broad Street, or Press the Play, it would be nice for him to finish the 70s, the Wings period, but you know, as long as it keeps going, I'd be fine with whatever he releases.
Yes,
to be honest,
as long as it keeps going, and
as long as it keeps going,
there's no rhyme or reason to it. And honestly, I know we bitch about it, but there's not that many titles left to come out in the archive series. It's really not not a whole lot. London Town, Back to the Egg, Broad Street,
Press
to play,
and Off the Ground.
Off the ground.
Off, I mean, that's
if you're counting, if you're going up to Flaming Pie and not going past Flaming Pie. You've got five albums in the main canon left. It's not too many.
Right. So you know, obviously this was another jam-packed year, you know, with stuff. You know, did you have any highlights for show-related shows or anything like that?
That we did?
Yeah, that we did.
Oh, over the whole year, the course of the year. Yeah. I mean, obviously, just on from our standpoint, I think 2021 was our most successful year in terms of the growth of the show on in a video sense. Our, we went live a lot this year.
Yeah, sure did.
To get our subs, and thanks to our schedules, that both worked out. And I mean, you came up with the great idea to come up with you know, ranking the tracks, which we did. You know, I mean, when did we start that, Tom? In November, we started that in the year before, didn't we?
Yeah, November of the year before of 20. Yeah,
right. So we did that. I mean, so we went live a lot. Shows. I mean, all the shows we did, I think were great. I liked just about every guest that we had on there. I mean, we had Juber on twice, Sywell. I mean, we've made some great strides with the growth.
Right.
And then ranking the top 101, which was another one of your great ideas. And I think that actually drew a lot more attention than the ranking the tracks.
Some of them. Yeah. 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 That was a bunch of fun too. You know, I enjoyed, we had Luca Prazzi on to review McCarty 3. So that was, you know, that was fun. Like you said, the ranking the tracks, I mean, it was cool. You know, we had Gabe Dixon on as well, who was the keyboard player for Driving Rain.
That was earlier in the year too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was earlier in the year. You know, we had, you know, we had, again, you know, Anthony Rotuno, who came on to do our Best Friends series with looking at the, you know, the relationship between John and Paul, you know, in the 70s, you know, that we had a good time with that. You know, a whole bunch of other things that I enjoyed. We, you know, we did talk about McGear with Tony Trigardo. That was fun.
Yes.
You know, you said Timmy Sean, Natalia Cardenas, who has that great show, She Loves You, which just deals with the women in the Beatles' lives. You know, so we had her on to talk about the women in Paul's life. And you know, we had great Matthew Street on, you know, our buddy Dylan Seavey, you know, on and on, you know, a lot of just a lot of
that
fun.
That show we did on the one word was fun too, where we come up with one word to describe.
One word to describe each album. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was a good time. Yeah. You know, yeah. And then the live stuff that we did, you know, having Ed on to talk about the Broad Street film, you know, that was a lot of fun too. The 101. Yeah. I mean, just going back and looking at the DVD Blu-rays, you know, wiping the dust off of those a little bit and replaying those, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a fun year for sure. You know, especially with the live stuff, you know, going live at like 4:35 in the morning or whatever it was to, you know, to talk about the Get Back stuff, you know, good times.
No, absolutely. It was an incredible year of content to, and in a year that's still marred in all this nonsense. I mean, thank God we had all this stuff that we could kind of just dive into and sink our teeth into it and share what we liked about it and connect with our viewers and listeners who wanted to kind of join in with us. So
absolutely.
Which was what it's all about.
Yeah. So thank you for all of you that, you know, that listened to us and watched us, you know, live and us just listened to us ramble on about our favorite musician, you know, and also talking about our other favorite albums too. That was too.
I got a lot of compliments about that from friends and listeners who were like, not so much maybe Beatle fans, but they knew that I do a show with you. And they were like, that was great. Like, I learned so much about you. I learned so much about Tom. And they would actually go end up like getting albums that you talked about, you know, or I talked about and giving them a try.
Yeah, and I did the same thing too, because we had a lot of people that participated in that with the comments. So I was picking stuff, you know, from people's comments, and, you know, whether it was Steely Dan or Warren Zevon, you know, and, you know, Loggins and Messina. I mean, it didn't matter. I mean, I was just, you know, plucking stuff too that I had never listened to. So that was a great experience for me too.
Absolutely. You know? I think a lot of times people just pigeonhole people as Beatle people and they don't think they exist outside of that Beatle box. And well, Tom and I sure do. That's for sure. Because we have a very wide range of taste and we of music and that we love almost as equally as much as Paul McCartney. Not as much, obviously. Yeah. He's our number one guy, but we're very passionate fans of all different kinds of music, and that series that was a five-parter that we did, right?
Yeah.
We did a four-parter.
Something like that.
We did 10 albums per week, I think. Right.
Yeah, I think it was three. Yeah,
three part. Yeah. So yeah. That was a lot of fun doing that. And this guy made it hard because you can only do one album per group or artist. It's made it even harder. But it was good because it was a challenge. I had to go through those records and say, okay, which one am I going to pull here and throw into the pile?
Right.
It was quite fun. Again, ways to just come up with something a little different that just shows different sides of our taste and what we like just outside of the McCartney Beatles world.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it was nice to get back to a concert this year. You know, it just felt so good. You know, I did get to see, you know, one of my other favorite bands, Kiss, live out here in Arizona. So that was a lot of fun. And then, Andy, you got to, you know, check one of your bucket lists with Genesis. You know,
yeah.
So that was really cool.
Yeah, I was able to check off a lot of big names at the second half of the year. I saw John Anderson of Yes. I saw Rick Wakeman of Yes. I saw Dylan. I saw Genesis. So the second half of the year. So to go back to concerts again was absolutely incredible to do that. You know, you know, you saw Kiss in Vegas, Tom?
No, here in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun night. It was packed. I actually, you know, got it. It was a pavilion, an outdoor pavilion. So, you know, I just picked up a lawn seat for $6, you know, which was a win, you know, really. I hadn't seen them since, 96 for the first reunion tour.
Wow.
And, so it was definitely, different, you know, because
that was your first time seeing them since 96?
Since 96. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
And, you know, this is their supposed farewell tour, you know, and I just wanted to, you know, see it one more time. You know, I had known that Paul Stanley, one of the lead singers, I knew his voice was in decline for a couple of years now, and I just really wanted to, you know, hear it for myself. And, yeah, it's pretty bad, too, you know. So it's much so that the guy that was running the soundboard actually was playing, you know, he was lip syncing for the most part.
Wow.
After he did the opening number, Detroit Rock City, and you can tell that he was struggling. So every song that he sang afterwards was pretty much lip syncing. But a few thank yous I want to do before we sign off here. I want to thank Joe Mayo, because Joe has had you and I on quite a few times for his Fab Gab show.
Yep.
And we've been able to promote, you know, this channel on his channel. He's been on the show a couple times, and you know, we had a good time with him. So thank you, Joe. His partner for Fab Gab, Matthew Street, he's actually, you know, on his channel, he's actually promoted our show, which was really nice of him to do a couple times.
Yes.
So thank you for that, Matthew Street. Yeah, looking forward to having you back on the show sometime in the future. You know, my Talk More Talk family, you know, thank you for another wonderful year. You know, our good friend Ethan Alexanian, who did all of so many wonderful thumbnails, you know, for us. And we really appreciate everything that you did for us. And I'm sure we'll be hanging out again soon. Dylan Seavey, you know, again, does the music. And then, you know, he hung out with us for a few episodes this year as well. A couple more people, Harry Benson, who does the Paul McCartney and Wings Fan Appreciation Group Facebook page. He lets us promote our show on his Facebook group page. So thank you for that. And as well as John Bazzini, who does the Beatles in Print Together and Solo. That's a Beatles book Facebook page. So whenever we have an author, he lets me promote the show on his Facebook page as well. So I just want to give a special shout out to those two. Also, what else? Andy, anything else you want to mention before we close the door on a 2021.
2021? No, you've capped it all, brother. And nice job in rounding out the year and summing it up. No, everything's, you know, everything's on the up and up for us, for Two Legs. And we're going to keep on, and you know, we're going to come up with more shows, and we're not stopping this train. So,
no, it's definitely going at a good pace right now. You know, we'll be live again here probably a couple more times by the end of the year. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, like Andy said, we're going to have a lot more shows, you know, coming in 2022. Really look forward to, you know, to hearing from you guys and all the people that have been with us since the beginning. Thank you to everybody who's joined the train since we've been up on YouTube. You know, it's been really great hearing from all of you guys, and you know, the newcomers to come, you know, welcome to the show. And you know, hopefully you'll like, you know what we do, and subscribe to our channels and stuff like that. So Andy, thank you for everything you've done for the show. It's been really appreciated. I can't do this without you, because you know, all the stuff that you do just goes right over my head. You know,
Leah, let the professor go to the laboratory after the show.
Yeah,
in post work, please. That's I will do it.
You know, but again, it's really you guys out there that listen and watch. You know, when David and I started the show, we were like, man, it would just be like really cool if, you know, maybe 100 people listen to the show per episode. You know, we would be happy with that, you know. But then, you know, as time comes along, our time moves along, obviously, you know, it gets better. It gets, you know, more views, more listens and whatnot, more subscribers. And you start thinking, oh, well, maybe this is, we got something good going. And then, you know, obviously how much we've taken off since you've been a part of the show, Andy. It's really been something special and amazing. And nothing I thought, you know, just two people just, you know, talking about their favorite musician. You know, but there's so many other great channels that do that, you know, and it's not about Paul. It's about whatever, you
right.
know, it's, you know, so there's a lot of that out there, and, you know, and it's a lot of those shows are good, you know,
they're great. And I just, yeah. I think with you, I think, and I know you'll agree. It's that to have, I think our channel does reach a certain target audience that wants this right. to see this stuff discussed, because we're talking about a guy that has a 50 year plus solo right. career. That outside of the group of people that like Paul McCartney, like as much as we do, most people don't know this stuff, you know, right. You know, they don't care about, you know, a 12 inch remix version of Only Love Remains or Tough on a Tightrope. They just don't care. So, but we do,
right.
you know, we do. And we'll sit there like nerds and dissect it and figure out what versions we have and what we need to get. And,
yes.
But we know that there's people out there that appreciate that are the same, just like us. So that's why, you know, we're very happy to have you guys with us on board.
Yeah. So, you know, next year we're going to, you know, right off the bat, I'll just give you a little insight for a couple people that we'll have. I know we're going to have Kid O'Toole back on. We're going to be talking about the Twin Freaks album. We're going to have our frenemy, our little competition across the pond, Sam Wiles. He'll be back on the show soon. We're also going to have a couple authors here coming up again. One, James Campion, who is working on or has finished a book on Hey Jude. So we'll have him on sometime in the future as well. And so many other different great shows. You know, we're going to keep looking at going back and looking at, you know, DVDs/Blu-rays and, you know, albums and whatnot, what we haven't covered, 12-inch singles and stuff like that. And having a good time as we always do. And,
covering whatever else might come our way.
That's, yeah, that, exactly.
That we have to cover in the world of Paul and Beatles in 2022, which will be, you know, but anything ever breaks, you know, Tom and I will probably just say, oh, we got to go live today. This happened. And we're going to do that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Unboxings and whatnot. You know, speaking of unboxings, your unboxing of the George Harrison crate, that was a lot of fun.
Forgot about that. That was also in the summertime, and I got it like right. way before Tom did. And he was like, bastard, I'm jealous. You got it weeks before I did. You got to go live. Right. You got to go live. And like, I remember like before we went live, I was trying to figure out like a spot to put it so you could see right. it. Tom's like, no, put it there. So tilt it down so you can see it. You can see it. I'm right. like, okay. That was also in the summer too. And again, it's another small moment in time of what our year was like here on this show. But Tom got it eventually. And
yeah.
you know, I remember looking at it when I went out to visit him. And before I almost walked out the door with his suitcase, which he took a great, he took a great photo of me doing that. I wanted a photo with the suitcase. I really did. He took it. He took the photo.
All right. So Andy, again, thank you very much. You know, this has been a blast. Everybody out there, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a wonderful New Year. Safe as always. Please be safe.
Well, they have to have I'm sure they're having simply a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, absolutely. Love. There you go. Everybody out there, we hope you're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Absolutely. So as always, everybody out there, you know, have a great day and a beautiful night. Take care, everyone.
Listening to Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast, hosted by Tom Hunyadi and Andy Nichols, with musical contributions by Dylan.